Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com.
Greetings, greetings. How are you doing? This is Craig Beck, the Stop Drinking Expert from stopdrinkingexpert.com, where you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, if you are one of those many people who are worried about their drinking and looking to either reduce or cut out the alcohol altogether. Go to the website straight away and get that book. So today, dreaming about alcohol, what does it mean? Why does it happen? And one member of the Stop Drinking Expert program who thinks that I might be the devil. So let's talk about that. Just first of all, I wanted to share a podcast with you that I think would be a good listen. It's by my good friend, Sharon. I'm going to say Sharon Gregory because that's what she was called when I worked with her 20 odd years ago. She's changed the name since then. But it is called Over the Influence. And if you go searching for it, if you just type into Google Over the Influence, you will come to top of the list. The website overtheinfluence.co.uk, and you'll see in episode 147, I'm back on the show. It's 2 years since I was on the show. It's always good fun. It's always a good laugh. It's a great podcast. And if you're looking for more additional sobriety literature, this is a good place to go. Overtheinfluence.co.uk. All right. So I just want to give you a heads up on that one. I want to share with you an email I got today from Philip, who is a member of the Stop Drinking Expert coaching program. He says, "Hi, Craig. I thought I'd message you as the last two nights I've had vivid dreams about alcohol. But last night, you were in my dream saying that alcohol was missing me. It was quite surreal. But like most dreams, we tend to forget them as soon as we wake up. Why am I dreaming of alcohol, even though in my dreams I don't want it either? Take care, Philip." What a great email. Thank you, Philip. Look, there are various opinions on what dreams mean, and you will find countless dream interpretation books out there. And I think 99% of them are garbage. They're just opinion and speculation, because the truth is we don't really know what dreams do. I think the general thesis is that dreams are the subconscious's way of processing data and making sense of things. Because on a day-to-day basis, you are bombarded with more data, more information than you can process. Literally, every second that you're alive, there are millions of pieces of data coming at you. I mean, you've got, visionary data, auditory, olfactory data, all this information, you know, what smells are in the room, what colors, what, how much light, how you feel, whether you're cold, whether you're hot, what that person over there is doing, where is the next threat. You've got all this data coming in and your brain can't cope with it. And so it uses something called the reticular activating system to keep you focused. Because without this, you just wouldn't be able to operate. You'd be constantly, mixed up. You wouldn't be able to do anything because there'd be just too much information. So the reticular activating system focuses on what it thinks is important. And this can sometimes be used to explain the law of attraction as well. Because, some people believe in the law of attraction. Some people don't. And the law of attraction is basically, if you believe that you are something, and if you believe it enough, you will become that thing. If you believe you're successful, you will become successful. If you believe you are rich, you see what happens. Now, a lot of people try the law of attraction through books like The Secret, and if they find it doesn't work, and they conclude, well, that was a load of garbage. I don't think there's anything mystical or, magical going on with the law of attraction. I think it's just the reticular activating system being used consciously. So basically, what you focus on, you get more of. So if you concentrate all your time, effort, passion, and energy on being successful in your business, you get more success. It's natural, really. But all this other data is still going in. It's just you're not focusing on it. So I think at the end of the day, when you go to bed, when you go to sleep, your subconscious mind takes advantage of, you know, not having to give some of the processing power over to your day-to-day activities. And it uses dreams to kind of construct stories to try and work out what's changed, what's going on, what's important, what's not, what needs to be filed deep in your subconscious mind and what needs to be kept near the surface, that sort of stuff. So it's a filing system. So because alcohol is so insidious and it's so patient, it's probably been a big part of your life for a very long period of time. We're talking decades normally by the time people come to me. And over those decades, your body has slowly adapted to survive in a toxic environment. Your body has learned how to keep going in an environment where the water supply is poisoned, alcohol. Yeah. Now, when you stop drinking, when you say, that's it, I've had enough, and you do my course or you read my book and you stop drinking, the world has changed. Your whole environment has suddenly overnight changed. And your subconscious mind, in its Pavlovian conditioning, has taken decades to get used to the reality that you've created. And all of a sudden, it's just been turned up on its head and it doesn't make sense. So your subconscious mind has to make sense of this somehow. It has to apply order to chaos. It is the way of being a human, isn't it? We have to do that. It's one of our driving forces. We must apply order to chaos. And so I think when you dream about alcohol, I don't think you should be worried that that's a sign that you want to drink alcohol. I think it's just your subconscious mind trying to make sense of how the world has changed. And it's speculating as to whether it will be needed again or whether it can be, you know, filed deep in your subconscious mind. But don't underestimate the power of these drinking dreams. They are quite scarily strong. And I remember when I first quit drinking, in the first couple of months, I had drinking dreams very regularly. And some of them were so vivid, so intense, that I would get up in the morning, go downstairs, and I would check all the garbage bins for bottles. I was so convinced that I'd been drinking during the night that I physically went and checked for the evidence. Of course, didn't find any. So you might be thinking, well, this sucks, Greg. I've given up alcohol and now I've got to spend my dreams thinking about it. Well, look, don't worry about it too much. They fade. They're like waves that lose power. They slowly get smaller and they slowly get further apart until they eventually fade away. You know, initially, maybe you have like two or three a week, and then after a few weeks, you just have one a week. And then after a few more weeks, you only have one a month and so on and so on. They get slower and more distant. And I think this is more evidence that it's your subconscious mind making sense of this. I will just leave you with one other thing to watch out for that happens, and it's very unfair, and that is the phantom hangover. It's the strangest thing, and I still can't quite explain it. You can be going along quite merrily on your sober journey. You can be, you know, like a month sober. Life's getting better. Your sleep's improving. Things are getting better at work. Your relationships are getting better. Everything's going great. And one morning you wake up with the hangover from hell. You just feel awful. Your mouth feels terrible. You've got a banging headache. You feel sluggish. It just feels like you've got a really, really bad hangover. And it's so unfair because you know the night before you didn't drink a drop. I think sometimes you can get it from spicy food and things like that. If you go for an Indian meal and there's lots of spices, you can get a curry hangover. But just watch out for it. Don't think that you're a freak if you have it or there's something wrong with you. Understand that it happens. I don't really know why it happens. It's very infrequent. It's very unfair. But try not to worry about it too much. All right. So thank you very much for being with me today. If you enjoyed today's podcast, give us a like below and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you are worried about your drinking, I advise you to go straight to the website now, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a free gift just for turning up to the webinar. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com